Thank you so much. Good evening, everyone. Let's stand together. Jesus is coming again. Let's sing number 753. 753. Jesus is coming again. All right?
Marvelous message we bring. Glorious carol we sing. Wonderful word of the King. Jesus is coming again. Coming again. Coming again. Maybe glory, maybe new. Maybe evening and maybe soon. Coming again.
Up, I can tell. On that last stanza, we get to there. Jesus is coming, you sopranos, again. If you can do that without hurting yourself, all right? Don't hurt yourself. But you can do it, I believe. I heard some of you out there. Maybe you tenors can do that, huh? Ah, standing before him at last. Love it. Sing it now. I'm standing before him at last. Triumphant trouble.
Great singing. That is our blessed hope, isn't it? I'm glad we serve a risen Savior, and He's returning. Look forward to seeing Him. Brother Don Orser, would you come, please, and ask the Lord's blessing upon this evening's service. God bless you, Brother Don.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come to You tonight and thank You for the opportunity to gather together again and hear Your word, Lord, and offer our worship and praise to You. You are the one that deserves, you know, all our worship and our praise, Lord. And we're just so thankful, you know, for who You are. So thankful You made a provision, Lord, that we could be part of Your family in sending Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to pay for our sins. And, you know, we just pray, Lord, that as we think about that, that it would motivate us to love You and to serve You. We pray for this service, Lord, that You would take it and use it to honor and glorify Yourself. And pray for, you know, our church, Lord, that You would just continue, you know, to bless it and accomplish what You have for it here in this community, Lord, and around the world. And we thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
great song. I'll be a friend of his. And this I can do. Some things I can't do, but there are some things I can do. Great, great song. Good job. Beautiful job. I'm going to put you on the spot, Becky. I may put Barry and Mark. I know Aaron doesn't know this. He's too young. Dick knows it. Ruthie, she's so old, she knows it. Now, it's not anything to do with age. It has to do with where you're from. They tried my Lord. Got it? You got it? With no one to... I want to start it. You got to get the first line. You miss the whole thing if you don't get the first line. They tried my Lord and Master with no one to defend. Within the halls of Pilate, he stood without a friend. I'll be a friend to Jesus, my life for him I'll live. I'll be a friend to Jesus until my years shall end. How many of you, it's the first time you ever heard that? I thought so. I thought that was probably true. I heard some people singing, some people blowing some things, and that tuba, you just hit that whatever, you know, just hit a note and boom, 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 boom. Okay. Oh, well, that's good. That's good. I'll be a friend. I'll be a friend of his. Abraham was called a friend of God. What a good thing. We're going to do something in a little bit that I wish. I've resigned from being music director. I don't know how many times I've resigned from being music director in different places. And I'm going to do something tonight I wish that I had been allowed to do sometime when I resigned. And I've told Barry that I want him to pick some of his favorite songs and lead us in a verse of a number of songs that would be his favorite songs. And we'll do it right now. We'll wait. Brother Lavender's going to sing after a while, after the offering and everything. But then we're going to do that. We're going to take some time to do that tonight. And if he wants to sing a solo, he can sing a solo. If he wants Vicky to sing with him, she can sing with him. If he wants to stand on his head and whistle Dixie, he can stand on his head and whistle Dixie. Whatever. But just relax and have a little home time tonight, and then I'll have a few words to say at the end of that before you rush out to the cake and punch, okay? All right. Let's stand together and sing, if you will. The song we picked out for tonight is His Name is Wonderful. His Name is Wonderful, but I'm going to change it. Right then I changed it. Right then as I said it, I changed it. I want to hear you sing this tonight. I want to hear the orchestra play it. I want to hear everybody get into it tonight. I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. All right. Here we go.
I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Way beyond the blue.
We'll have the instruments play at one time. I don't know whether Steve's really getting on that tuba or not, but if he is, you'll enjoy it. All right, instruments play. Oh, whatever, just give it a start. Hard to keep from singing, isn't it?
Hard to keep from singing, isn't it?
took Jesus as my Savior, you take Him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take Him too. While He's calling, dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh do remember me. Dear Lord, oh do remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh do remember me. Way beyond the blue.
If you cannot sing, greet those around you. If you have to sing, go ahead and sing, but they're going to play it.
I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Way beyond the blue. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, do remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh do remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord. Oh, do remember me, look away beyond the blue.
All right, thank you. You may be seated. Now, ushers, come forward if you will. Do we have any announcements tonight that need to be made?
Starting off, registration 9:30 in the morning for day camp. Have your kids here at 9:30. If you've pre-registered, you don't necessarily need to be here that early. They got a little advantage because they got most of their information in. We'll get some last-minute information when you come, any food allergies and things like that, because we're going to serve them lunch this week. But we have all kind of things in backup and preparation Miss Laura has prepared. How are we on cookies and brownies? Do we need more? So if this week, if you can do some cookies and brownies, bring them by the kitchen in the morning. Ladies will be there. We definitely need some more of those. How many of you think you can cook a few more of those, get some baked up, and bring some in this week? That would be excellent. Thank you so much for your willingness to do that. Also, I still have some adults who haven't watched their training video, and you must watch that training video before we get going in the morning. And I will have a computer available so that you can watch it in the morning if you have not by the time you get here. And don't want to do that, but we have to. We all have to be on the same page. You're not going to know what's going on and what is being expected of you across the board. And so all our leaders, everyone has watched it. Your department leader has watched it. So get on that for us, if you will, and make sure when you show up in the morning you got that day camp servant T-shirt on, and everybody will know that you are a part of the work effort that's going on here. And I believe that should conclude it. I thought we might ought to watch that video one more time, but I'll leave it up to Pastor.
Go ahead. Run it if you're ready.
Spur of the moment. Mark said he didn't want to follow that again tonight. I think Isaac Ingram put that together and did an outstanding job. and it looks like the kids are in for a good week. Now, I don't know about this color run. I guess it's popular now, but if you're going to run in the color run, you'll come back with color all over you. And so I don't know all that that means, but there'll be places along where you'll get colored up. That's all I know. I don't know whether they're going to spray paint you or what. I don't know. But anyway, ushers, come forward, if you will, and we'll receive our offering tonight. I'm going to ask you tonight, if you will. Now, anything that is, of course, given toward the irregular giving, that will go to missions, or go in the regular offering, everything like that. But if you could and if you would tonight, I'm going Tuesday night to meet with some young preachers. Well, I'm going tomorrow, but I'll meet Tuesday night with some young preachers who are starting churches. There'll be five or six of those young men, and some of their sending pastors, the pastors who are helping them, there will be there also. But just going to call them together to encourage them, to say, guys, we're happy for you. Don't be discouraged. Don't let things get you down. Keep on going, and the Lord's going to bless. Now, I wasn't a young man whenever this church started, but I remember the days that some preacher had come to town and said that to me, just taking me out to eat, give me a little bit of money, and said, here, this is just because we appreciate you. It would have been an encouragement to me. It'll be an encouragement to them. Richard Wallace is going to come in. He's got so much money, he just doesn't know what to do with it, so he wants to get some of it away. But they live in Dallas, and they didn't get washed off. They got big money income out there. But I hope you'll feel free to give something into this tonight, and I hope you'll participate. And the young men will thank the good people of Volusia County Baptist Church. Sometimes the church does something for someone. They say, thank you, preacher. I said, no. Thank the good people of Volusia County Baptist Church. Thank the good people of Volusia County Baptist Church. And I simply represent you in that area. But the burden of this church has been for... I was reading today a letter. No, it was yesterday. I was reading a letter from a pastor who founded a church that we helped and had gone over, given money, and helped him personally, and went over and knocked on doors in Ocala. We'll be singing, Voices of Victory will be singing there in a couple of weeks. And the church is up, gone, got a beautiful new building, everything like that. But in writing, he said, we have been moved in this area to build this church by a church that's only 4.5 years old. And I thought, I don't remember us being that young when we did that, but I guess it was. I guess it was. And it was younger than that when we started Indian River Baptist Church. But the more churches you start, there are people who get saved. Amen. In churches that are started. But more than that, beyond that, the more missionaries are supported, and the more base there is for supporting missionaries. Now, I like large churches. I enjoy a large church. But I do not despise the day of small things. And whenever churches start, especially the kind of church we are, one of the first things they do is as soon as they get an extra $50, I'm kidding you not, as soon as they get an extra $50, they're looking for a missionary to support. Now, they may not support them a whole lot. They may support them $25 a month. But they give them some money. It may cost more to process it than they give, but they're going to give it. They're going to give it. And it just gives a base, and as they grow, that continues. So I hope you will. I hope you will. Don't feel any obligation if you're not comfortable doing that. But I hope you'll do that. Father, I thank you for churches that are being started. I thank you, Father, for a friend that called yesterday going trying to revive a church up in Maine. A church that's just dwindled away to almost nothing, ready to close the door. And he feels your leadership to go there to try to to try to get that thing revived and gather some people together and win some souls and try to have an impact in a very cold area, physically, in a cold area spiritually. I pray you'll bless Brother Steve Grubbs, Lord. I pray you'll be with him in a very real way. Now, Lord, do bless this offering. Bless the ministry in this area this week, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
The song I'd like to sing tonight is Hiding in Thee. When I was in high school, my brother and I sang this song for a fine arts competition, and there's nothing really technical about it for competition, but we wanted to sing together as brothers, and I wanted to sing it tonight because my brother is far away from the Lord, and so this reminds me of him, so I want to dedicate it to him tonight.
Oh.
I've got three first verses that I want you to finish with if you don't sing them in your choices, okay? All right. So I want you to get a hymn book, and I want you to listen, and I want you to involve yourselves and sing some of Barry's favorite songs, okay? I don't know. It may be Turkey in the Straw or Johnny Get Your Rat Trap, or I don't know what it may be. But if it's in the hymn book, it'll be okay, I guess.
Well, let's begin by number 11. Number 11, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. We'll just sing one verse, and then we'll look at 200 or 300 or 400 more. How's that? No, I'm kidding. Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing to my heart. Our great Savior, our great Savior. The first verse, number 17. Yes, He is. He is great. Sing it now.
Jesus was a friend for sinners. Jesus lover of my soul. Friends may fail me, foes assail me. He, my Savior, makes me whole.
Saved.
I found a friend who is all to me. His love is
two. 680, all the way my Savior leads me. 680, all the way my Savior leads me. 691, Surely Goodness and Mercy. Let's sing the last stanza, and we'll put that little wrap up there on the very end, all right? When I walk through the dark, lonesome valley,
when I walk through the dark, lonesome valley, my Savior will walk with me there, and safely His right hand will lead me to the mansion He's come to prepare. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days, all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, and I shall be at the table spread for me.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely grace all the days of my life.
Let's sing 578. 578, Trusting Jesus, 578, Trusting Jesus, simply trusting our Savior. That's what we need to do every day, every day. 578,
simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way, even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him whatever befalls, trusting Jesus, that is all.
This thing, I'm going to sing 624. And you listen. I'm going to sing a couple of verses, okay?
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender words I hear, and resting on His goodness, I lose my doubt and fear. Though by the path He leadeth, but one step I may see, His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches.
such as me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Third verse. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when songs give place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to him. From care he sets me free. Ah, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I pray. For his eye is on the sparrow. And I know he watches me.
Well, you got part of what I had picked up. We're going to sing another song in a little while. We're going to sing When the Trumpet of the Lord Shall Sound. The times will be no more, and morning breaks eternal bright and fair. The roll is called upon. I'll be there. We'll be together. Of course, those of us who go Southwide, we'll be together with Barry at Southwide in October. His pastor there is vice moderator of Southwide, and he will, of course, be there and be on the platform and be part of the proceedings there in Walkertown, North Carolina. Open your Bible, if you will, for just a few minutes, and it will be just a few minutes, to 1 Samuel chapter 7. This is under the ministry of Samuel, very early in the ministry of Samuel. And there is some progress being made on some fronts. Of course, you know, Israel never really came together as a nation until Saul. But the beginnings of that came in the ministry of Samuel. He was not identified so much with one particular tribe as the other judges had been. But the thing progressed a little bit under Samuel, and he was not only a judge in Israel, he was a very definite spiritual leader, and not just a military emphasis, but his emphasis was spiritual, more than like Gideon, and more than like Shamgar, and others of them who were judges. Samuel had a more spiritual emphasis in his life. There's been a time of sacrifice. Israel has experienced some revival. They pursued the Philistines in verse 11. They pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came to Bethcar. Then Samuel took a stone. It was obviously a pretty good sized stone, between Mizpah and Shin, and called the name of it Ebenezer. The last verse of Come Thou Fount, maybe it's the second verse, says, Here I raise my Ebenezer. Here I raise my Ebenezer. Hither by thy help I have come. And that really defines the word, as God defines the word very clearly here in his word. called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." Sometimes we identify that name, Ebenezer, with Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol and Ebenezer Scrooge. And that's a good word. It's a good name, although I would not want to be hung with that name. It's a good name, a good meaning to the name. My name were Ebenezer, I believe I'd rather just be called Eb. Just call me Eb, and that'll work. But hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Now, I would like to say just a few things regarding Brother Barry. He helped us. Amen. We came to a time in this church 10.5 years ago when Brother John Claude was doing the congregational singing. I was leading the choir. Brother George was doing the orchestra just like now. But it got to the point that was just laboring on me, and it got a little bigger than I was prepared to deal with. Though I enjoyed it, and though I loved it, and still, you know, I love music. But it just got to the point, and the music program of the church and the music ministry of the church had grown to the point that it needed somebody to focus on that completely. And John Claude was part-time, really non-paid part-time, and worked his job with the post office. And, of course, George was part-time. At that time, non-paid part-time. Don't know where he is, but anyway. And I was no time. But we did it, made it work, and we had a good time doing it. But the time had come, and the Lord brought us to Barry. I did not know he was looking for a place to go at that particular time. But I heard that and called him and talked with him, and very casual conversation. And then it got a little more serious conversation and ended up with his coming here to be with us at the church, and has been here and done us good through these years. The Lord helped us. Now, hitherto the Lord helped him. The Lord helped him. I would like to think that coming here was good for him. I don't know how well that was, but I would like to think it was good for him. And that the Lord helped him. And whenever the Lord helps both and you help each other, it's just the way the Lord would do it. And so now it's interesting how these things work in churches now. I'm getting a little feedback up here from somewhere. I don't know where it is. But how the Lord does it. Now, we're without a music director. Now, you know, Brother Mark is very capable in that area, but that's not his focus. That's not his position. That's not his job description. We all step in and fill in wherever we have to. But that's not his job description. But he can step in and he can take care of that for a while. But we're without a music director. And pretty soon, the Lord willing, somebody else is going to be without one. You know, that's just the way it goes. And they're going to be looking to put somebody else without one. And that's the way it is. That's the way it is with pastors. That's the way it is with staff members. And that's happened. Sometimes you're able to hire somebody directly out of school. But to bring somebody directly out of school, regardless of their level of training, to throw them into a music program that is running wide open like this is a little difficult and can easily overwhelm them. I've seen that happen. And I've seen them resign in 6 months because it just absolutely overwhelms them. And you know, to find somebody who has
has had the experience of a music program of this size and working with people in the instruments and even in the choir that are probably better musicians than they are. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. And that's why jokingly I said this morning, we're looking at somebody that is 25 years old, has 30 years experience, and you know, has a master's in music and has pastoral years that he's pastored. And because what we're looking for is not just a minister of music. We're looking for a pastor of the music ministry. We're looking for somebody to pastor that, to lead that, to shepherd that. That's what we're looking for. I just go ahead and say this. I wrote earlier today, this afternoon, I wrote to a person who has been looking for a place, and someone sent me this name, and so I just wrote to him, wrote him an email. I said, there's some things I'd like to know about you. And of course I asked the general questions, but I said I'd like to know this: what books are you reading? What book has had the most, other than the Bible, what book has had the most impact in your life? Other than your pastors that you have been under, who are some of the preachers that you respect and admire and look up to? And just questions like that, because you want to know the heart of a person. You want to know where they come from. If you know where they come from, you can a little bit determine about where they're going. Now, whenever Samuel raised the Ebenezer stone, he raised it as a statement. Where we've come to. Where we've come to as a church. Where we've come to in our individual lives. The Lord has helped us to that place. The Lord has helped us to this place where we are. The Lord has, in His own will, has helped us to this day and through this day. Very difficult day. It's difficult. A situation of staff members leaving is difficult if you have no history with them. But when you have 30-year friendships, it's a whole different thing. It's a whole different ball game. And so hitherto the Lord hath helped us. Ebenezer, hitherto by thy help we've come. Now, in saying that, I must say this. He didn't bring us to this point to say, okay, I got you here, go on by yourself. He didn't do that. He didn't do that with Israel here at the Ebenezer, at the place of the Ebenezer stone. He brought us to this point that He may lead us on. One song I had written down was "In Shady Green Pastures, So Rich and So Sweet, God Leads His Dear Children Along." Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great conflict, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort brought. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. And God leads us individually, and He does lead us as individuals. If He cares enough about us individually to lead us as individuals, certainly He cares enough about His church. Now, He loved us and gave Himself for us. But also included in that, He says that He loved the church and gave Himself for it. We live in a day whenever the church is pretty much looked down on, and people like to separate themselves from the church and say, well, you know, I'm for God and I'm for Jesus Christ and all like that, but I don't have much to do with the church. Well, then you don't have anything to do with what God has something to do with. Because God likes the church. God loves the church. God loves the church. If you don't love the church, if you don't love the church, and I'm not talking about this church particularly, I'm talking about the church. If you don't love the church, you don't love what God loves. And you ought to love what God loves. You ought to do that. You ought to be part of what God's part of. And that's the church. That's the church. And we do that. He hath brought us. He hath helped us to this point. He's helped us in His leadership. He's helped us, and He didn't bring us here to leave us. Now, what we do in this time, what does the orchestra do? What does the choir do? What does special music do? Well, in a time like this, you determine whether or not you served a man or whether you served God. And it's okay to love God's people. It's okay to love God's leaders. But my soul, if I were to die and never stand in this pulpit again, God help you, go on. Serve the Lord in the place the Lord has led you. If I go out of here and do something dumb and drive down the road drunk and get arrested, well, I'll never be back in this pulpit again. But you should go on. Because you don't serve me. You serve God. You serve God. If I were to stand up here and, as preachers do sometimes, I don't understand how preachers do this sometimes. They walk in the pulpit and say, I've been your pastor X number of years. That's the end of it right now. I'm through. God bless you. I'm through with you. I'm through with this pulpit. I'm through with the whole thing. Turn around. Walk out. Well, they do that. I don't understand that. I don't understand. I'm sure they've got reasons to do that. Maybe satisfy themselves. But if I were to do that, what are you going to do? Well, go on. So if you don't want it, we'll get somebody else and we'll go ahead. The Lord didn't bring us here to leave us. The Lord's not going to leave us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And so what do we do? What do we do? My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. He knows the way. All I have to do is follow. And so that's what we'll do. We'll just take step by step, and we'll just follow the Lord step by step. That's what we do. As simple as that. It's as involved as that. And yet it's just as practical as that. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. We go on. We go on. And I thank God for every good thing that He brought to us through Barry and Vicki and through the family. Meredith already resigned and left. And she came here, and she wasn't supposed to resign and leave either, but she did. She went off to college. Never came back. But I miss her. But the other girls were not here like for the time that Meredith was. But we just go on. We just go on. And I thank God for where He brought us and where Barry brought us to. But realistically, if we follow God, we obey God, we're sensitive to God, and I particularly ask for your prayers in that, because in the nature of the church and the way the church functions, that's primarily my responsibility, because the staff works for me. You create the position and I hire the staff. And that's what happened whenever Barry came. And that's what happened whenever Brother Mark came. And of course, the staff position was created a long time ago before Aaron came. But that's the way that works. And so I need your prayers in that. And realistically, the Lord will take us on. He didn't bring us here to stop. He brought us here to take us on. Now, I hope that a year from now, Barry doesn't say to Vicki some evening after they've finished dinner, and look over to her and say, "Wow, I'm glad God got us out of that place." I hope he doesn't do that. And I hope a year from now we don't look around and say, "Boy, I'm glad we got Barry out of here." You know, it ought not be like that. It ought not be like, but his ministry at Shining Light Baptist Church, Monroe, North Carolina, his ministry ought to be better for him there than this ministry has been for him here. And he'll be like all of us have been at times. I thank the Lord for where I was, but I don't want to go back. Thank the Lord for where I was, but I don't want to go back. That's a closed chapter. It's a closed chapter in my life. It seems like I keep trying to close the chapter of music in my life. I keep pushing on it, trying to get it shut, but it won't shut. And I still mess around with these young people and Voices of Victory and put up with them. I don't know why I do, and they put up with me, and we'll probably have a falling out one of these days, and they'll run me off, and I'll do whatever. But until then, they're just going to have to put up with me a while. Okay. I want us to sing. Okay? That's where we are. That's what we are. And I say that tonight with this special evening. This special evening. Now I want you to sing. And you've been messing around a little bit. You sung pretty well, but you messed around a little bit. Barry, come on back up here. Our friendship doesn't end here. It'll continue on and go on because I'm good friends with Shining Light Baptist Church and Brother Tim Cruz. We had a good time together in Israel in February. He's got a brother up in the same area there. He's got a bunch of young guys that work for him. And he came to realize, I got too many young guys working for me. I need some maturity. And I'm glad a young man's smart enough to realize that. I'm glad he's smart enough to realize that. Not that Barry's old. He's just mature, you know. But I want us to stand and sing "When the Trumpet of the Lord Shall Sound." I don't think you need a book. Just look up and sing it. "Time Shall Be No More." And then we'll go right into "What a Day."
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called of yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called of yonder, 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 I'll be there. And when the day that will be, when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be.
Stand with him, if you will, Vicki, down here at the front. And then, now, we're going to have prayer with him. But I don't want you to stop him here. I want you to wait till they get in there, okay? And if you want to spend a long time talking to them, hang around a while and let others get through and speak to them and everything like that. But we want to ask God's blessing on you. Father, I thank you so much for some of your choice servants. And I thank you for the years that we've known each other and for the years we've served together, for the times in Murfreesboro and for the time here. And I ask your richest, richest blessing upon them. I pray you'll sustain them and help them. Father, I pray that you will give them the hearts of the people as you have turned that pastor's heart toward them, that you'll turn the people's hearts toward them. I pray, Father, their ministry there will be fruitful, not just in music, but in soul winning and in ministering to people, in visitation and working with those that, Father, are older and those that are in the hospital and all the things that will come under the responsibilities that they have there. I pray that, Father, your special power of the Holy Spirit will be upon them. I pray you'll keep them close to you. I pray, Lord, you'll keep them right in the center of your perfect will every moment of every day. Bless the girls, Lord. I pray that you'll bless them, be with them. I pray that you'll just give them understanding hearts and acceptance of your will. And now, Father, we ask you a blessing upon this time of fellowship that we enjoy together. And, Father, I pray that our goodbyes that we say will be sweet and precious and enjoy bidding each other farewell till we see each other at Jesus' feet. In Jesus' name I pray. And all God's people said,
amen.
God be with you till we meet again. By his counsel guide upon you. With his sheep securely fold you. God be with you till we meet again. Sentimental, but I try. God bless y'all. Go ahead and get back there and let them get over in the other place. And I guess we're ready to go. Everything's ready. Everything's ready. All right. I'm sorry it's not filet mignon and baked potatoes, but you know, it's okay. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. God bless you. You're dismissed.